He opened his eyes a fraction. Le Chiffre had been waiting for this, and like a rattlesnake, the cane instrument leapt from the floor. It struck again and again so that Bond screamed and his body jangled in the chair like a marionette. Le Chiffre desisted only when Bond's tortured spasms showed a trace of sluggishness. He sat for a while, sipping his coffee and frowning slightly, like a surgeon watching a cardiograph during a difficult operation. When Bond's eyes flickered and opened, he addressed him again, but now with a trace of impatience.
"We know that the money is somewhere in your room," he said. "You drew a check to cash for 40 million francs, and I know that you went back to the hotel to hide it."
For a moment Bond wondered how he had been so certain.
"Directly you left for the nightclub," continued Le Chiffre, "your room was searched by 4 of my people."
"The Munsters must have helped," reflected Bond.
"We found a good deal in childish hiding places. The ball cock in the lavatory yielded an interesting little code book, and we found some more of your papers taped to the back of a drawer. All the furniture has been taken to pieces, and your clothes and the curtains and bedclothes have been cut up. Every inch of the room has been searched, and all the fittings removed. It is most unfortunate for you that we didn't find the check. If we had, you would now be comfortably in bed, perhaps with the beautiful Miss Lind, instead of this."
He lashed upwards. Through the red mist of pain, Bond thought of Vesper. He could imagine how she was being used by the 2 gunmen. They would be making the most of her before she was sent for by Le Chiffre. He thought of the fat, wet lips of the Corsican and the slow cruelty of the thin man. Poor wretch to have been dragged into this. Poor little beast. Le Chiffre was talking again.
"Torture is a terrible thing," he was saying as he puffed at a fresh cigarette. "But it is a simple matter for the torturer, particularly when the patient," he smiled at the word, "is a man. You see, my dear Bond, with a man it is quite unnecessary to indulge in refinements. With this simple instrument, or with almost any other object, one can cause a man as much pain as is possible or necessary. Do not believe what you read in novels or books about the war. There is nothing worse. It is not only the immediate agony, but also the thought that your manhood is being gradually destroyed, and at the end, if you will not yield, you will no longer be a man.